Welcome to episode 502 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. John 15 verse 19 states, "If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you." God commands his people to be separate from the world. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 17, "Therefore come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you." We are to be in the world, but we are not of the world.
Today's top 10 list.
10 who dared to be different. Noah. Humanity became so wicked in the years after the fall that God determined to destroy the earth with a flood. But there was one man who found favor in God's eyes. Genesis 6 verse 9 tells us that this man, Noah, was righteous. As such, he was obedient to God's commands. The verse continues that he was blameless in his generation, meaning that he stood out among the people of his day. Finally, it says that he walked with God, which implied not only an obedient life, but one that had a vibrant and intimate relationship with God. He obeyed without hesitation when God commanded him to build a large, seagoing vessel nowhere near a body of water. And for the 120 years it took for him to build an ark, he proclaimed, he pleaded, and he preached. And he persisted in the face of ridicule.
Number 2.
Abraham. Hebrews 11 verse 8. "By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going." Abraham was already an old man when he left the home he had known, turned away from the gods he had known, and set out in obedience to God, not knowing how far he would travel or how long it would take. He believed God's promise that he would be the father of many nations, and although it took 25 years for the promise to be fulfilled, he still believed.
Number 3.
Joseph. As the firstborn of his father's first love, Joseph was likely spoiled and coddled his entire life. He didn't have to do the same backbreaking work that was required of his older brothers. And he was lavished with gifts, including a coat of many colors, the kind usually worn by someone of importance. But this was not where he stood out. His jealous brothers threw him into a pit and sold him into slavery. Yet after being sold to a high-ranking Egyptian named Potiphar, he stood out for his administrative prowess. And Genesis 39 verse 5 says that the Lord blessed Potiphar's house for Joseph's sake. Noticing that he was a strong and handsome young man, his master's wife sought to seduce him. However, he resisted her advances, standing out as one who was pure and true. When a false accusation landed him in prison, he stood out as an interpreter of dreams. Finally, when the king placed him in a position of leadership, he stood out both as one who saved his family from the ravages of a famine and one who was willing to forgive.
Number 4.
Rahab. The Israelites were camped out across the river from Jericho, and Joshua was in charge. He sent two spies on a reconnaissance mission, but they didn't make it out of the city before the gates were closed for the night. While the king's guards searched for the Israelite spies, a local prostitute, Rahab, hid them in exchange for a promise that when Israel took the city, they would spare her life and the lives of her family members. Rahab had heard what Israel's God had done for them, and even though it went against what her society expected of her, she chose to do what she knew was right. Not only was her life spared, but she was honored to be in the genealogy of Jesus.
Number 5.
Deborah. Israel's only female judge was Deborah. This woman had an impressive resume. Not only was she a judge, but she was also a warrior, poet, prophet, priestess, singer, and songwriter. Hers is a story of obedience, courage, and standing true. She was certainly someone who dared to be different.
Number 6.
David. David, the son of Jesse, was just a teenager when he went into battle against the Philistine champion and giant of a man, Goliath of Gath. He did what no Israelite soldier was willing to do: confront the man who insulted them and their God. But courage on the battlefield was not the only way in which David was different. He was a gracious man, bearing with the failings of others, eager to give his enemies a second chance. Twice, while his friends advised him to strike down their enemy, David spared King Saul's life. He forgave those who rebelled against him in an attempted coup orchestrated by his own son, Absalom. And he was unnecessarily kind to Mephibosheth, the crippled son of Jonathan. He also knew how to repent. He never ran from the light when it exposed his darkness. Instead, he always admitted his wrongdoing and worked to make things right. David was a man after God's own heart because he hated sin but loved to forgive it.
Number 7.
Solomon. When he ascended to the throne, David's son Solomon sought God, and God gave him the opportunity to ask for whatever he wanted. Solomon humbly acknowledged his inability to rule well and unselfishly asked God for the wisdom he would need to rule God's people justly. God gave him wisdom and wealth besides. In fact, King Solomon was greater in riches and wisdom than all the other kings of the earth. God also gave Solomon peace on all sides during most of his reign. Solomon distinguished himself through the writing of proverbs and wise sayings. He also fulfilled his father's wish in building a temple to honor God.
Number 8.
Elijah. King Ahab and his Gentile wife Jezebel are infamous for their evil. The prophet Elijah confronted them, but nowhere do we see him standing up for the right more prominently than in a face-off with hundreds of prophets of the false god Baal on Mount Carmel. The prophets of Baal call upon their god all day long to rain fire from heaven to no avail. Then Elijah builds an altar of stones, digs a ditch around it, puts the sacrifice on the top of wood, and calls for water to be poured over his sacrifice 3 times. Elijah calls upon God, and God sends fire down from heaven, burns the sacrifice, the wood, and the stones, and licks up the water in the ditch. God proved he was more powerful than false gods. And time and again, God used Elijah's faith to demonstrate that power.
Number 9.
Daniel, from his time as a young man, recently captured as a part of the Babylonian conquest of Judah, to his time as an old man under the reign of Darius the Mede, Daniel never relented in his faithfulness to God. Often he chose to be faithful in the face of threats of death. The old song says, "Standing by a purpose true, heeding God's command, honor them the faithful few, all hail to Daniel's band. Dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone, dare to have a purpose firm, dare to make it known."
Number 10.
John the Baptist. John the Baptist had an unusual flair for fashion, wearing wild-looking clothing made of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist. He lived in the desert wilderness, ate locusts and wild honey, and preached a strange message. He was a forerunner and prophet of the Messiah who prepared people for the coming of Jesus. He preached a gospel of forgiveness of sins and offered a baptism that symbolized repentance. For standing up against sin, he was arrested and beheaded by Herod Antipas. His greatest strength was his focus and faithful commitment to the call of God on his life. Father, thank you for the examples of these Bible characters who dare to be different. Empower us to be similarly different. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.